The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. Just a little program note before we go any further. Tomorrow you will have the privilege of having Tim Throckmorton as your host, Midwest Director of the Family Research Council. Tim has guest hosted for me on several occasions, and he has done an exceptional job. And you will have the privilege of having Tim Throckmorton as your host. Where will I be? Well, Joy and I are taking a couple of the grandkids over to Pennsylvania. Yeah, we're headed over to Hershey and make some memories. Wanted to go last year, couldn't because of the whole COVID thing. So we're taking advantage of a weekend, and we're going to take off first thing tomorrow morning and head over to Pennsylvania and spend the weekend with two of our grandkids. And we can't wait. We're really looking forward to it. And then on Monday, Doyle Jackson, pastor of the church next door. Doyle has guest hosted for me as well, and I've gotten wonderful remarks from the time that he guest hosted. He will be the guest host on Monday. Lord willing, I will be back in the seat behind the microphone on Tuesday. Again, Lord willing. So I just wanted to let you know you have the privilege of some very fine guest hosts tomorrow. And then on Monday. I am intentionally very repetitive on this program. If you're a regular listener, you know that because there are several principles that I want to repeat over and over and over and over again, because if you don't know them, you need to learn them. And if you know them, we need to be reminded of them. One thing that I repeat often: on race, racism stinks. I have been saying this for 30 years on WRFD radio. Racism stinks. White racism is evil, sin. Black racism is evil, sin. Prejudice is evil and sin. It is wicked. It is in defiance of the plan of God. And it certainly is in defiance of the gospel. Jesus died for all people equally, and the blood of Christ makes us all one family. We are of one blood when we come to Christ as Savior. So, something else I say often: I will support almost anyone, anything, any movement that truly, genuinely wants to unite us. I will stand in opposition and condemn almost anything, anyone, any organization, any individual that is trying to divide us. So I spend a considerable amount of time bringing to your attention organizations and people that are truly trying to unite us, and exposing those who are trying to divide us. And sadly, one of the goals of the liberal left is to divide us. That's how they keep power. Divide and conquer. You look at the election cycles. What is the continual campaign thoughts from the liberal left? Conservatives want poor people to die. Conservatives want all people to become poor. They only stand for the rich. They try to divide us economically. The liberal left says all conservatives are racists. Really? Seriously? Yeah. Well, listen to this. A research article published this month in the Journal of the American Psychoanalytic Association. That's a mouthful. The Journal of the American Psychoanalytical Association. An article published by a Donald Moss, who is a psychoanalyst. And he said this: whiteness is a malignant, parasitic-like condition, and there is not yet a permanent cure. Whiteness. Yeah. Now, what was one of the hallmarks of the Nazis? Hallmark of the Nazis: those people are inferior. Those people, all of them, simply because of their birth, simply because of their lineage. They are Jews. There's no such thing as a good Jew, nice Jew. No such thing. They're Jews. They're inferior to us. If they are a Jew, they need to be destroyed. They're wicked. They're evil. We are the superior race, and they are inferior. Well, for many years, it was quite common in America to believe that black people were inferior. That was common. Well, they're black. They just can't do much because they're inferior. They're an inferior race. Now, that was wrong, wicked, evil, untrue, absolutely untrue. But that was accepted by many, many people. Black people are, they can't help it. It's just the way they are because they're born that way. Remember what I say often? Here's something else I repeat all the time. The devil lives in the extremes. That was a demonic, evil, wicked extreme. Black people are inferior. They can't help it. That's just the way they're born, blah, 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 blah. Simply because of the color of their skin and their lineage, they are such and such a way. Now, we have critical race theory, CRT, which is being accepted in public schools all across America and in many churches across America that say the same thing about white people. Well, they can't help it. They're racist. It's just the way they're born. It's part of their DNA. They have this superiority complex and they can't help it. It's just the way they are. Now, that is just as wicked as black people are inferior, just the way they are. Quote, in the abstract for his article on having whiteness, psychoanalyst Donald Moss described whiteness as a malignant, parasitic-like condition. There is not yet a permanent cure. Listen to this. Here's a broader quote. Whiteness is a condition one first acquires and then one has, a malignant, parasitic-like condition to which white people have a particular susceptibility. Parasitic whiteness renders its host's appetites voracious, insatiable, and perverse. These deformed appetites particularly target non-white peoples. Once established, these appetites are nearly impossible to eliminate. Any infant, he goes on, any infant is vulnerable to the parasite of whiteness. And indeed, the number and equivalence, the very logic of whiteness is based on number and equivalence, fairness and justice. Yeah. Back in the early part of the last century, if something went wrong in a southern community, it was blamed on the blacks. That's just the way they are. They're inferior. They cause trouble. We need to eliminate them, or we need to separate them. We need to segregate them. We are now seeing a rising tide of the same evil, wicked ideology. But this time it's about white people. They are both equally wicked. That's why professors like this, well, not a professor, psychoanalyst, Donald Moss must be exposed for what he is, and why we need to continue to expose critical race theory as something wicked, evil, divisive, and, yes, racist. We must, together, black, white, Asian, we must stand together against this. We cannot allow this evil ideology to divide us. We can't.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Sometimes I just can't get over the difference in the way the press is covering President Biden as compared with how they covered President Trump. And I knew we should expect it, but honestly, I had no idea it would be this bad. I didn't know that the press would be so dismissive, so unwilling to report on problems, troubles within the administration, the company, the country, and so forth. Most of you will remember that during the entire 4 years that Donald Trump was in office, the press was just looking continually for problems, troubles, difficulties so that they could report it and blame it on Trump. Now, I understand full well that a lot of that was because Donald Trump enjoyed battling with the press. He did. Folks, hey, okay, you're a real strong Trump supporter. You got to admit, he enjoyed ticking off the press. He enjoyed that. He really did. And so part of the, I started to say love-hate relationship. It was just hate-hate relationship. Part of it was because of Donald Trump. But I think far more than that, the left-leaning press despises anything to the right and anything conservative. Here is an example. If these things were happening under the Trump administration, you would see in-depth reports almost every night of the week on the evening news. This would be headlines day after day after day in America's newspapers. Cable news would be dealing with this nonstop. CNN would be assigning several, and I mean several, of their reporters to cover this. What am I talking about? The crisis at the southern border. If you watch the evening news, check out the internet news, you would not know there's a problem at the southern border at all. You wouldn't even know that it's happening. And yet, let me read to you some statistics from today. All right? I'm quoting. Migrant arrests and apprehensions by Border Patrol in May jumped 700% over the same month in 2020. Let that sink in. 700%. President Biden has said repeatedly, it's a surge. We've always had surges. We will always have surges. You know, there were surges during the Trump administration. We can, you know, it just happens. 700% over a year ago. Again, quoting, agents apprehended more than 172,000 migrants at the U.S.-Mexico boundary, U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials report. That was in the month of May. 172,000 people coming into our country illegally just in May. CBP officials released the May Southwest Border Land Encounters report last evening. The report reveals that Border Patrol agents arrested or apprehended 172,011 migrants after they illegally entered the U.S. This is up from 21,593 during the same month 1 year ago. So get this. 1 year ago, under Trump, 21,593 in May of last year. This year under Biden, 172,011, an increase of exactly 697%. 700%. Okay. Border Patrol sectors in Texas bore the brunt of illegal migrant apprehensions. The five Texas-based sectors accounted for more than 118,000 of the 172,000 apprehensions. The largest increase took place in the Del Rio sector, where Texas Governor Greg Abbott will host the summit Thursday afternoon, stating there is an emergency at the border. Quote, policies put in place by then-President Donald Trump reduced the illegal crossings of migrant families and unaccompanied minors by nearly 95% in 2020. The apprehension of unaccompanied minors, many of whom are simply abandoned after being placed across the border, jumped more than, you ready? 4,000%. These are kids, children. 4,000%. Yeah, did you hear about that on the news? No. Oh, my goodness. And Vice President Harris still hasn't visited the border.